Half a century ago, hundreds of pairs of piping plovers lived in the Great Lakes. But by the 1980s, they were on the verge of extinction. Only a dozen pairs remained. Slowly but surely, wildlife biologists have helped increase the population, but it's still well below a stable number. And every year, there seems to be a new threat. Interlaken Public Radio's Taylor Wisner reports.
The piping plover is a small, stout, white-gray bird. In the spring, it can be found nesting on the shores of the Great Lakes. Plovers sound like this. That's a recording from Cornell University's Macaulay Library. Once a fixture on the lakes, the birds are now on the federal endangered species list. Vince Cavalieri is the Great Lakes Piping Plover Coordinator and says the birds have a number of threats. He says development encroaches on their habitat, scaring them off, while beachgoers step on their eggs and dogs prey on plover chicks. Plus, he says, increased human presence attracts other predator species.
These are species like crows and gulls and raccoons and things of that nature, which have all kind of risen in number because of human changes to landscape and garbage and different things like that.
Last year, Cavalieri says snowy owls, staying long past their typical winter season, devoured at least six plovers. And this year, the predator may be the lakes themselves, rising to record levels and limiting shoreline where plovers nest. On an overcast spring day, a team of biologists are hiking through the Huron-Manistee National Forest to the Lake Michigan shoreline. Their task is to build nesting habitats for the plovers. They are part of a multi-state effort to more than double the bird's population on the Great Lakes to 150 pairs. Pat Larman is a wildlife biologist with the National Forest Service. He admits it is a long shot. Plovers haven't nested on this part of the shoreline in 10 years, and it's been hard to grow the population elsewhere. But it's worth trying anyway.
When the population is that low at 67, any new recruitment into that population is going to be really, really important. So just individuals matter at this point.
Larman says the birds play a small but important part in keeping the Great Lakes ecosystem balanced. They forage in the sand for tiger beetles, spiders, and wasps, and are prey for larger birds. And biologists' efforts to protect plovers have trickled down, preserving other native species too.
So this section of beach would be absolutely perfect as far as width.
The team has finally found a good spot. It's remote enough that people might not venture there, and the beach is wide enough that the birds have space to search for food. Larman sees cobble in the water nearby, so he heads into the water wearing chunky, knee-high fishing boots. One by one, the team submerges crab scoopers in the water and digs up the pebbles, dumping them into large buckets. Over at the site, Larman chucks the cobble on the sand.
I'm just going to spread this out in here and leave some variation with the density of the cobble and, you know, the little bit of dead vegetation in there. It gives it a nice mosaic.
That was 5 weeks ago. Since then, the team has found a few plovers at the site, but they haven't found any nests. There's still time, but the Great Lakes do keep rising. A couple of nests at other sites have already been washed away. For Stateside, I'm Taylor Wisner.